Be'ez Hashem Mizbochi begin Perek Achad Asr, the 11th chapter in the Ram's Hilchah Shabbos and Laws of Shabbos, Seva's Man, Book of Designated Times, where we continue the theme of the Lamatas Malachas, where in this parak we discuss from the Lacha of Shechita, from slaughtering, up until Sirtut, which this all goes into it's one big process of getting to the hides of the animals and to then using it as parchment. As Rambam gives halacha off regarding the malacha of shechita of slaughtering. How shaychin? Someone slaughters an animal, chayiv is going to be liable. B'lishech b'vah, not only for slaughtering, ella, kol ha'noitel neshama. Whenever you take away the soul, which is what death is, what happens when you slaughter an animal, you cut off the head. La'echad mekol mini chayiv behem v'alev, to any one of the wild animals, domestic animals, birds, v'dog, fish, v'sheretz, and vermin, be'mishchita, whether with slaughtering, or b'nechira, with stabbing, or b'akor, with hitting it. However it is that you just took its life, chayiv is going to be liable for the malacha of shechita. Ha'choynik as a chayat she'omis. Someone strangulates a living being until it dies. It's a toled de'sheichet. That's a derivative of shechita of slaughtering. Levigir, therefore, emhelo dog misabel shamayim. If someone takes out a fish from a bucket of water, v'nichriat shemesni, leaves it there until it dies, chay mishem chaynik. That's a liability for strangulation, which is a different type of killing, not having the blood come out. But again, it's like strangulation, which asphyxiation, you can't breathe, and here it's coming out of its life force, so therefore that causes it to die, that is a talada of shechita. Now, b'loyat sheyamas, now it's not only actually until it dies, ela kevin sheyavish by kisela bin tzampira, but actually the fish, once it dried up, between the fins, the size of the coin of a sela, that already would be chayva, would be a liability, because sho'id in yochalichis, it cannot survive anymore. So that already is the malach of a shechita, even though it's not actually dead yet. If someone sticks their hands into the womb of an animal, and they removed the fetus from where it's connected to the womb of its mother, chayv would also be liable. Again, that disconnect is now going to kill that fetus that's inside the womb. That is also from the malach of a shechita. Halacha base, ramasim, regarding insects. Shimparim merabim, which the way they're fruitful and they multiply is mizachu nekeva, is from a father and a mother, from a male and female, that mate. Oy never min offer, or they're created from the dust, kama parushim, like fleas. Ha'hayde goysim, whoever kills those creatures, chayiv, he would be liable, kahayde behema b'chayiv. Even though tiny insects, it's the same liability as killing an animal. Now, abramasim, but specifically regarding insects, shavayasim in aglalim, that their creation actually comes from waste matter. Umin apeirash of Yeshua, from fruits that spoil. Okay, it's more similar types of things. Kugain talam shel basa, like worms that come from meat, but talam shel b'derech kidneys, or the worms that are inside legumes. Hahargan patra. Whoever kills them is going to be a patra, because it has to be similar to an aisle, which was, again, what was the situation that it was done in the Mishkan, which were all lamates malachas, the 39 constructive acts to learn that from. And that would be dissimilar, because it doesn't come from the same way as being born. Therefore, one would be exempt. Halacha gimel. Hamafalek kelim b'Shabbos. If someone delouses, which is he gets rid of the lice from his garments on Shabbos, so moyel esakin b'zarkan, he could roll the lice and throw them away. Umut laharik esakin b'Shabbos. He allowed to even kill the lice on Shabbos. Neishahim and azeh, because they come from sweat, so it doesn't even come from any source that would be related to a life force that one's not allowed to extinguish on Shabbos. Halacha dalat chayiv b'emes, a wild animal and insects. Where when they bite, they definitely kill the person. There's certain flies in Egypt, or the hornets in Nineveh, or the scorpion in Chadayev, or the nochash of Eretz Yisrael, the snake that's in Eretz Yisrael, or anywhere when you have a deranged dog. These are all dangerous. When they bite, the rabies, it could kill a person. So you're allowed to kill those creatures on Shabbos when they're seen. Now, Sharkal Mazikina, all other harmful entities, Imho Yuritzamachrov, if it was chasing after the person, but Lhargam, he allowed to kill those animals, those creatures. But if they were staying in their place, or Burkham Ilfam actually was running away from the person, then us Lhargam, then you're not allowed to kill them. Now, Vim Dorisim Lafi Tumai. Now, if he steps on them innocently, Bishasi Lucha, when he's walking, Bahari, when he kills them, Mutta, that's permitted, that's not a violation of Halacha. Halacha, hey. Continuing after the slaughtering, then you skin the animal, and then you process the skin, and you smooth out the skin. Those are the further malachas. So if someone strips from the skin, meaning he skins the animal, pulling it off from the animal itself. If he's doing it to make an amulet, where you wrap certain things in a piece of leather, so that's going to be a liability. And so too, that measurement of a kameya, however much or leather you need to have, is the same thing for all these malachas are done with leather. someone does the tanning process, which is a processing of the skin into a piece of leather, the amount of making an amulet, chayiv is going to be liable. And ve'echad ha'malech ve'echad ma'abed. It's not just processing, it's also salting it, because ha'malechim in imbirhu. Salting is a type of processing. It hardens, it turns it into a piece of leather. Ve'ini b'dvachalon, and there's no processing by food items, and therefore there's no problem about the salting, because it's only a problem by, it's an element of ibud, which does not apply to food items. And v'chein ha'malechim b'na'ar. So too, if someone smooths out from the hide, kedilas kameh, to make it into an amulet, chayiv is going to be liable. Ve'ezeh ha'malechik. So what is this considered, this smoothing out, erasing? Zeh ha'maver seyer. It's actually the removal of the hair. It's like a removal of a tzemer or the wool, me'al oir, from the skin. Acher misa, after the animal's dead. Ashiach li'pnei'ar, until you smooth out the surface of the skin. That's memachik, which is also a malacha that's forbidden to be done. Halacha above. Hamafarik, duchsustus me'al klof. The way it works is that the skin of the animal has more than one layer. So whoever moves duchsustus, which is a lower part, from the cloth, which is what you produce into parchment, which is the upper part, so he pulls that apart, or is it tilad, it's mafshit. Well, that's a derivative of skinning the animal, which is pulling it off from the body. Here, you're pulling off one from the other. And mechayiv v'eper is going to be liable. In parentheses, hamafarkim in the ur, someone detaches from the skin, to make an amulet, chayiv is going to be liable, which is the same idea about skinning. Hadayris ala ur buragli. Someone steps on the hide with his feet, ashi iskasha, which hardens it when you continuously step in it. Oh, hamadachah, by the way, actually softens it with his hands. Umoishcha, and he pulls it, umashabais, and he smooths it out. Kedech sharatzon, nice, in the way the leather makers do. Here's a tilad zmabit, that's a derivative of processing it, which is what these activities will be. And mechayiv, they're going to be liable for malach on Shabbos. Hamoidit noitzim in ever. Someone goes and plucks a feather from the wing of a bird. So that's a derivative of smoothing, which is just like getting rid of hair from the skin of the animal. It's same thing, getting rid of these feathers from this wing, and because that smoothing it out, the chayiv is reliable. So if someone smooths out when he's dressing a wound, putting on some type of a bandage, a cream, oishaba or wax, oizephus or tar, or kreizbem, or any types of things, things that can be smoothed out. It's that type of consistency. Hashiach b'neim, until it smooths it out. Chai m'shem leichik, that's a liability for smoothing. V'chein hashaf b'yadu, so to someone that, if he smooths out with his hand. Ala or ha'matuch b'namudim, if you have a piece of leather that's stretched out between pillars, so chai m'shem leichik, that's going to be liable for smoothing it out when you smooth your hand over that surface. Halacha Zayin, continuing with the next part of cutting off now pieces from the leather. Hamachatech min arv, someone cuts off from the leather, kedilas kemeya, again the amount of making that of a amulet, chayiv is going to be liable. V'udat ishi iskam l'midas orko midas rachbay. If you intending to have a certain measurement for the length and the width, v'yachta b'kavon ishi malacha, and also you're cutting it with the intent for this productive activity. Aval mochatech derech hefse, but if you're cutting it in a destructive way, or you have no intent for the measurement of what you're cutting it. Like a masachik, just distracted, like a masachik, just playing around. There's a pot that one would be exempt, that would not qualify for mechatech. Hakoytim esakonef. Someone goes ahead, and he, after he picked off the feathers, he sharpens it to make it thin and appropriate to use for pillows and blankets. How does it teledz mechatech b'chayev? So that's a derivative of mechatech, or cutting, again, down to a certain measurement, and it's going to be liable. So if someone goes and chisels the head of a beam of a cedar wood, that's also liable for a distinct measurement of cutting. So to any cutting, that a carpenter that is going to cut from a piece of wood, or if he works with metal and cutting out a specific size of the metal, that's going to be liable for cutting. Someone takes a twig of wood that's in front of him, and then he goes and he chisels it to use it as a toothpick to get rid of the piece between his teeth, also to use as a pick to open up a door. Chayiv is going to be liable. Again, that's cutting it to a specific measurement, which would be mechatech. Now, anything that's fit for animal food, tevin, straw, and moist grass, and then palm fronds, palm branches, with them similar things. Mutalik to Maisim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to go ahead and cut them down to a certain size on Shabbos. That's not a remedy of fixing a vessel. because that's, you're not making a toothpick, you're just making it for the food for the animal. And so, one's allowed to go ahead and cut down wood of aromatic wood, some type of a besamim wood, if his intent is when you crack it and when it gets that smell, although they're hard and dry, but again, your intent is not to go and make it into some type of like a kli, like a toothpick. And he's allowed to go ahead and crack from them, peel off from them, whatever he wants to. Whether he's like stripping a large piece of wood or a small one, doesn't make a difference. This is similar to that of the animal food. It's some type of a personal, a physical benefit he's getting from not making it into a tool that for a purpose. Halachatas. Continue on. Now that you created this piece of parchment, you tanned it and processed it and cut it down to a certain size. Now you use it to write on. That's the next malachas of ksiva and mechika, writing and erasing. If someone writes two letters, that's the minimum measurement of what you could write a word. Chayiv is going to be liable. Hamoichik sav, if someone erases a word. So almanas lichtev, meaning a writing. Almanas lichtev b'mokam amachad shtei oisis. If his intention is to write in the place where he erased two letters, because that's what we learned from the Mishkan, where they had the letters and you had to match up where the boards were, which that was its utility. So it has only a purpose if you can match up another one, which are two letters. So both for writing two letters, or if you erase a writing which in its space you would have a space for two letters, which is what the Malacha Mechika is as a purposefulness for Ksiva, then Chayiv is going to be liable. Now, Kaisav Ayesha Achaz Gedoy Ligashtam. If someone writes a huge letter, that's as big as two letters, Pati is going to be exempt. He only wrote one letter. But Mechika is Achaz Gedoy. If he erases one large letter, and in its place is a place to write two letters, Chayiv is going to be liable. Because ultimately, the mechika is for the purpose of ksiva. Now he has space for two letters. Kosev Isaacus, if he writes one letter, Mehishn Basa Seif, and then he thus concluded the whole Seif, Rechayv is going to be liable, either because ksiva or because it has significance, obviously, you finished the whole Seif, or it actually has makam patash, you finished a whole item. Hakosev Amanas Lekakul Or, if someone writes with the intention of actually ruining the piece of leather, and then you're writing on it, Rechayv is going to be liable. Why? Sheinchu Yivam Mokam Ksav. Because the liability is not for the place of the writing, el al ksav, only for the writing. And you wrote letters. So I don't care what happened to the parchment, now you ruined the parchment. Avla moichim, but in contrast, some of the races, al manas lekalkal, with the intention of erasing, it's ruining the parchment, pad is me exempt, because now you didn't create a place where you could write on. The whole purpose of mechika is creating a place where you could write on, but you actually ruined the place that you're writing on. Nafla jiyoy al gabe sefer, if ink falls on a scroll, umuchakais, and he erases it, or nafla shavu gabei hapinkas, or wax falls on the ledger, mochakos, and erases it. If in its place there's room to write two letters, chayiv is going to be liable. So although you didn't even erase a letter, but you did erasing, which now allows you to write two letters, that's the malacha of mechika. Someone writes a letter two times. And it's one name. Dad, Teis, Gag, Rar, Sheish, Tos, Chach. These are all words, like the word Gag is roof. These are all words. And so, if it's even though it's just the same letter two times, Chayiv is going to be liable. Now, Avakaisa b'chol ksav b'chol lashon. Someone writes in any language or in any script, Chayiv is going to be liable. Avilu mishnei simanis. Even if it's just two marks, but they're two elements of a writing that indicate something, and it's a message, so therefore one would be liable. Halacha yiralf. Avakaisa b'is acha samach l'ksav. Someone writes only one letter, but it's near a pre-existing writing, and now it completes the word. Or it's writing on top of pre-existing writing. Or v'hameskav nechtav ches. So let's say someone intended to write a ches, one letter, but v'chasav shnei zayin, ended up writing two zayins because really ches is two zayins with a roof connecting them, and he just missed out the part of the roof. V'chin keitz b'zeh b'shar, he says, or whatever similar in regarding other letters. Or v'hakosav v'yisachas b'aretz. He writes one letter on the ground, v'yisachas b'kodan, one letter on the beam, on the roof. Sharei negin zem zeh. Now those two letters cannot be read with each other. It's because of shtei oisius b'shnei davei pinkas. So it writes two letters on two boards of a ledger, but the enigma says that they cannot be read one with each other. The first one's all the way on the right, and the second one's all the way on the left. All these cases, part is going to be exempt because it's not considered that you did a ksiva that of significance. Either because you had the writing already and rewriting, you're not doing anything new. Here, the letters can't be read, so it's not two letters together. Now, ksav b'shnei kasei zavis, but if let's say you wrote on two walls but that meet by a corner. Or two boards of a ledger, but you could read them one with each other because one's all the way at the first one's all the way at the left, and the second one's all the way at the right. Well, the chayiv is going to be liable because those two letters could be read, and that you did a significant act of writing two letters. If someone takes a type of a paper or something similar to that, and he writes one letter in this city, then he goes on the same day on Shabbos, he goes to some other city and he writes a second letter on a totally different scroll, two different letters. Chayv would be liable. Why? They're not read together. Because when you bring them together, they can be read with each other. And it's not considered missing any action to just bring them close. In contrast, when one's written on the floor, one's on the ceiling, those are two different entities. You have to cut off from the floor or the ceiling to bring it. Here, the paper could be just moved around, and therefore that would be considered two letters of liability. Someone writes one letter. Even though it's like an acronym, and you read from it like a whole word from that one letter, still part of your exempt. Again, it has to be two letters. He writes just a letter mem. Everyone knows, oh, the mem means that box has mitzvah inside of it. So it's like a whole word from one letter. Or he used the letter in place of a number. We know every letter has a numerical value, and mem is that of 40. However, the part is still he's going to be exempt because he only wrote one letter. Now, someone edits one letter, and now he makes it into two. For example, he splits the roof of the ches. Now, becomes two zions. Chayiv is going to be liable because you wrote two letters now with that one act of erasing. Anything like that would then be liable. Someone writes with his left hand, which is not the normal way, or in a backhanded way, the back of his hand, or with his foot, or with his mouth, or with his armpit. So then all these different cases, Patri is going to be exempt, because that's not the normal way of writing. Iter shekasa b'mine. Now, a lefty that writes with his right hand, shehiloike small kaladim, which it's like the left of a regular person is what the right is to the lefty, Patri is going to be exempt, it's not normal. B'mkasa b'smal, but if he writes with his left, chayiv is going to be liable. Now, v'ashoyl b'shtei yodav b'shav, someone who is equally adept at writing with both hands and ambidextrous, such a person, if he writes with his right or his left, chayiv is going to be liable because it's normal for him to write with either hand. Now, if you have a child holding onto a quill, a pen, now the adult's holding onto the child's hand, not the pen, and he's writing, well, chayiv is going to be liable. Whereas, if you have the adult just holding onto the quill, now the child's holding onto the father's hand, the adult's hand, and he's writing, Patri is going to be exempt because we go after the one who caused the writing to be liable or exempt. So it depends on whoever's the one, not the one who's holding the pen, but the one who's moving the hand that's holding the pen. In the case of Chayiv, the one who's writing is not liable, unless he writes, until he writes with something that makes a mark, and it stays. For example, dyoi, ink, ushchor, which is a blackening, like let's say, for example, the smoke from a furnace, which that's a blackening that lasts, or the sikra, which is some type of a red dust that they die with, or the kumais, which is a type of a sap that comes out of a tree that they use for some type of ink, or the kankanten, which is the it's like a type of rust from copper, which they put into ink to make it black. Okay, or also things like that, which is something that makes a mark and it lasts. And more of a yichtaval davishim is kamek sabalav, and he's writing on something that the writing will last on that thing. For example, skin or cloth and parchment, yar, paper, eitz or wood or kids, and similar things where the writing will stay on that. Those two things, the writing and the paper, have to be things that last. But some writes with something that doesn't, the ink doesn't not make a mark. For example, mashkin, beverages, maypays, fruit juices. Or even if it writes with ink or similar type of things that do last, but on things that don't last, like for example, on the leaves of vegetables, or anything that won't last, part is going to be exempt. Because in the chayiv is not liable at sheyichta bedavar oimed till he writes with something that lasts, al davar oimed on something that would last. V'chein in amoichik chayiv, so too, for erasing, one's not liable at sheyichta ksav oimed until he erases writing that lasts, me al davar oimed from on something that it would last on. Look at the design. Ha-kosev al-basav, someone writes on his flesh. Chayiv is liable b'nishu ur, because his skin is ur, which is what we make parchment from, which is from an animal, but he has the same skin. Now, although the heat of a person's skin from his flesh will make the writing ultimately disappear over a period of time, because of the heat, it's going to make the ink dissolve. Well, that's similar to writing that gets erased. That doesn't take away the liability of the writing. Now, someone, however, carves out on his flesh the form of a writing, he's going to be exempt. Now, that's if he makes a sirtut. if he makes like a cuts into its flesh. But hakireya alor. However, if someone tears something that would remain like that, in contrast to roshim, is something that does not remain. He tears onto his flesh. Kesav niksav, like the form of writing. Chayav mishum kaisa, then he'd be liable for writing. Haroshim alor. If someone makes a mark on skin, kesav niksav, like the form of a writing, potter, he's going to be exempt, as we said, because that's not something that is going to last. Hamavir dyoy al gabi sikr. If someone takes black ink over red ink, chayav shlam is going to be liable for two. Why? Because achas mishum kaisa, one for writing, one for racing. So although we said ksav al gabi sab is not considered writing, but black ink is more significant than the red ink. So you actually are doing an act of writing, and at the same time you're racing the red ink that's beneath it. Now, however, heved yal gabi yal, but if you do black ink, or besikr al gabi sikr, red ink over red ink, which ksav al gabi sab, oisikr gabi yal, or the red ink over the black ink, which is not more significant, potter then is going to be exempt. Halacha yedzayin, roshim, making a mark, is Toledes Kaisav, who is derivative of writing. So Kate said, how so? Hadeshim Dushamim, the Tsudis Bakaisav. Someone makes markings or figures in a wall. Uva Shashar. And let's say with some type of a clear red dye. Bakaisim, similar types of things. Kedelech Shatzayon, Rishim, the way the ones who are artists, the way they engrave. Hadeshim Dushamim Kaisav, that would be a liability for writing. Someone erases the engraving. Lasakin, to make it better, to fix it, that would be a derivative of erasing, but would be liable. And the next malacha of sirtut, of scoring, which is a specific type of a line that you do, hamasartet kidei lichtav shtei oisis. You make a line so that you could write straight. And if he's doing kidei lichtav shtei oisis, as long as he had enough space that he could write two letters, tachas oisis sirtut, beneath that scoring, chayiv is going to be liable. So to Chodeshei Eitzim, the carpenters, Shemavirin Chuchal Sikra, that they make like a red line, Agabe Akoda, on a beam. And the reason why they make this line is Kadesh Yisna B'Shava, so that when they're going to cut it, they should cut it straight, how does it tell it's Masarta? That's a derivative of Masarta, which is the point of making these lines, so that you do a straight line when you're doing your Malacha. B'chin HaGabalim, so too those who chisel the stones, Shaisen Kimabun, they do the same thing with stones, Kadesh Yivas Lev B'Shava, so that they should crack the stone straight, is the same thing. And ve'echad ha'masarta b'tzeva, whether the one who's scoring it is doing it with an ink, like b'lei tzeva, without a dye, it doesn't make a difference. However you're doing that, you're preparing it to do it straight, the malacha that comes after that would be the malacha of sirtut.